I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Here's a story now about bikers. Far from the rival motorcycle gangs involved in this weekend's shootout in Waco, Texas, the bikers we're talking about here are in Dubai, and they're women. Amanda Fisher is a reporter based in Dubai.
The more I spend time here, the more I realize how many strong women there are here that kind of defy that kind of cliched archetype of the oppressed Arab woman. And, I mean, these women exactly represent that. They're from all over. They're a real sort of United Nations. And there's women from both Europe and the Arab world and South Asia. And they all sort of come together, and that's great to see, especially in Dubai, because people tend to sort of segregate quite a lot, given that there's so many expats here. But, yeah, so, I mean, some of the most interesting stories is one woman called Dana. That's not her real name. She's Yemeni. And obviously Yemen's associated with all kinds of terrible markers in women's rights, but she just kind of flies in the face of all of that. She's a really strong woman, but she's had to sort of live, in some sense, a bit of a double life, because nobody apart from her children and the woman that she rides with know anything about her kind of secret life as a biker chick. And she's used biking as a kind of way to get through personal troubles. She's had sort of a few marital problems. And all of the women that I've spoken to have really mentioned that biking for them is a way of kind of having power and freedom. And that's very much the case with Dana. If we just take a listen to a clip of her describing how it feels for her to be on a bicycle.
Me, I feel like I'm in heaven, really, because I was really depressed, very sad, very lonely. When I ride, I feel like I own the world.
Now she's from Yemen. You said she's had difficulties in her marriage, and the fact that she goes by a pseudonym, she's not telling you her real name, suggests she doesn't want everyone to know she's out there on a motorcycle. Describe the scene for us. When these women go biking, are they just out there on the road by themselves? How does it work?
It's pretty awe-inspiring to be part of. With the Harley gang, there's quite a kind of contrary to what you might think about sort of biker gangs. They're quite sensible and take road safety very seriously. So they always have a road crew, and when there's lots of traffic, they'll kind of have people corralling the bikes and making sure everything's safe. So as you can imagine, these bikes are serious bikes, and they make a lot of noise. So while we were driving along, there was actually a couple of drivers that popped their smartphones out the window whilst they were driving the car, just to capture some footage. It's not just the bikes. I think it's also the fact that these are very sort of interesting, powerful, strong women who each individually have very interesting stories to tell.
Is there kind of a, you know, what goes on in Dubai stays in Dubai element to this? I mean, these women wouldn't do this back in their home country, would they?
I mean, it's different for all of them. There's obviously a lot of Westerners who have ridden overseas and did ride motorcycles back home. Obviously, I mean, there's an Iranian woman who has been riding since she's been wanting to ride since she was a little girl. And it wasn't until she got to Dubai when she was 29 that she was able to finally get a motorcycle license, because it's illegal for women to ride motorcycles in Iran. And this woman has a very interesting story. Her name's Shima. She told her mum on the day that she got her motorcycle and she got her license, her mum sort of voiced a bit of disappointment. She was very concerned about Shima's safety. And then 3 years later, so just about 1 month ago, Shima got a message from her mum with a photo, and in this photo was her mum at age 18, also on a motorcycle.
Oh.
So this was a secret that she had kept from everybody, because that was pre-revolution days. And so she only just finally felt comfortable telling Shima that, hey, when I was 18, I used to do exactly what you're doing now. And she told her how proud she was of her for sort of chasing after her dream.
Now, Dubai is incredibly hot. How do they deal with that out on the open road?
With tenacity, I think it would take a lot. It'd take some very extreme temperatures to keep them off the roads. But basically, as the summer comes closer and the temperatures start to soar, they start going for rides earlier and earlier in the morning. So by midsummer, they'll be getting up at sort of 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning and riding along for a couple of hours. They do have one novel way to overcome this. One of the women was telling me about a jacket that has a lining in it where you can slip ice into it, and it's so a kind of protective layer, and that will keep you cool for a couple of hours.
It's a little built-in air conditioning there.
Yeah, pretty novel.
Reporter Amanda Fisher in Dubai following the female Harley crowd. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thanks very much, Carol.
You can see these women taking the open road in Dubai on their Harleys. We've posted some great pictures. They're all at PRI.org.